Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Balrampur Chini Mills Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Balrampur Chini Mills Q2 and H1 FY24 results conference call. We have with us today Mr. Vivek Saraogi, Managing Director, Ms. Avantika Saraogi, Business Lead, and Mr. Pramod Patwari, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We would like to begin the call with brief opening remarks from the management, following which we have the forum open for a question and answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Saraogi to make his opening remarks.
Thank you, Anoop. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for joining us on Balrampur Chini's Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings call. I trust all of you have had the opportunity to go through our results presentation, providing details of our operation and financial performance. I will initiate the call with an update on the current developments on the sector, followed by our company's key highlights for the period under review. So I begin with production. As the ISMA's latest estimate, India is set to witness a decline of 8% on the gross level, and gross revenue is expected to reduce from 36.2 to 33.7. This is mainly owing to the yield and insufficient rainfall in Maharashtra and Karnataka, thereby leading to a lower yield. However, our company's view on the current season net production is about 29.5 million tons net of diversion. This would still be ahead of the expected consumption of about 28.5. However, the government has adopted a cautious view because of, you know, thin opening stocks and decided not to allow sugar exports for the time being. This has exerted an upward pressure on the global prices, which has surged to a 12-year high, surpassing 28 cents per pound. Moving on to an update on ethanol, the Indian government remains committed on its ethanol program, which aims to achieve 20% blending by 25-26. However, recently OMCs have observed a decline from the ethanol blend percentage, which was owing to a halt in the FCI rice allotted last year. Looking ahead, central government or OMCs anticipates they are about to announce the price which we had expected should have come by now. But as per past behavior, the prices are expected to follow the percentage hike in FRP, which is about 3%. 3%. On the business front, our company delivered a commendable performance in a seasonally weak quarter. We reported a healthy improvement in volumes and realization across our sugar distributed area that supported our overall performance. Further, our profitability this quarter benefited from higher crushing in the previous season, which spilled over into April, and recovery increase in the previous season. After achieving an impressive 16% growth in crushing during the previous season, our field teams have been actively collaborating with the farmer to plant improved variety, expand area under cane, which would both boost yield and recovery. We also worked very hard, and the disease at our end is minimal compared to last year. Our data will take you through it. That is because of the serious reduction in 2,3,8 in our area. As we go into this season, we are hoping, and whatever is to be seen on the ground, for a 10% plus crushing in the current season over last year. In conclusion, the company is dedicated in generating value for all its stakeholders. Keeping in this objective in mind, the company has announced an interim dividend of 3 rupees per share. From last year, it was 2.5, isn't it?
Correct.
So, an enhancement of 50%. As we move ahead, We remain committed to harnessing synergies between sugar distillery segments, which have been the key drivers of our sustained success. I would now request Avantika to give an update on the team. Avantika.
Thank you, everyone. Just an update on the cane front. I've already highlighted by Mr. Saraogi that we have got an around 10-11% increased area under cane. This should result in the concurrent increase in crush. If we will reassess post-ratoon crush, but you know, we are quite positive and hopeful. Weather has been kind to us. In our part of the world, so we the yields are looking good as expressed as well. The disease is almost mitigated. I would say there's been a further 20% reduction in 2-3A as compared to last year, and which has been all replaced by good high yielding sugar varieties like 118, 15-15-03, and 14-201. And we expect a higher recovery on this front as well. Another thing which we were able to control, and now we are proud to say that we have almost negligible amount of, is top borer, which also contributes to loss in yield and recovery, which we have faced over the last year, and the whole state has been facing over the last year or two. This is also negligible in our part. The ratoon management efforts have been commendable. Mobilization efforts by the team have been commendable of, you know, re-cropping fallen cane as well, because there was a bout of wind and gust in the month of October, which could have impacted our yield, but the mobilization on the ground was superb, and I don't think you'll see any losses on this regard as well. That's it. Thank you.
Pramod.
So good afternoon, everyone. I hope all of you had the opportunity to go through the results presentation, which has been shared with you as well as uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website. So I would now request the moderator to open the forum for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. sir, given the current situation of cane crop in Maharashtra and Karnataka, plus the stoppage of FCI rice in grain ethanol, but government's firm stance on ethanol blending, how much could be the blending rate this year, and how much of it do you see coming from cane and how much from grain?
So would you like to take that? Yeah, just a minute. Yeah.
Government recently came out with a tender quantity of 825 crores. We are yet to see the outcome of that tender. We really don't know how much the participants have participated in that. But whatever internal sense we are getting, we think around 3 million tons of diversion of sugar into ethanol is possible even in the under the current circumstances. Majority of supply this year is expected to come from grain route. Sugar, for sugar, we have a limited availability of feedstock.
But however, the current tender promotes, it points towards a 31 lakh ton diversion already. Right.
So secondly, in Maharashtra, cane growing areas, same as Eastern UP, we saw deficit rainfall. But it has benefited the Eastern UP cane growers as well as mills, but not in the case of Maharashtra and Karnataka. Obviously, there was a timing issue on rainfall. But sir, Avantika ma'am can explain how did it benefit the Eastern UP growers, but not the Maharashtra ones. Slightly technical, but just for understanding better.
Yeah,
So, not a problem at all. Firstly, if we look at total cumulative rainfall, Eastern UP was still around 96-97% of usual. So our deficit was probably not as much as Maharashtra to begin with. And secondly, it was very well dispersed and early rains were not there. The problem which we have faced in the last two years before that, when we had the 875 and 888 total crashes, the issue was that the rains came very early. So our cane did not get the time for tilling, and therefore a number of millable canes were not formed. This year, even last year, early rains were not there. So there was profuse tilling and we got more number of millable cane, and that's why we see it heavy in our area. Then rightly, even the rains were a bit too delayed and we were fearing, but then the rains came and they were very well dispersed. I would say 1 week intervals, 1.5 inch, 2 inch rains, 3 inch rains. This is very healthy for the cane crop and it spread all the way until September. In Maharashtra, it was too little. They didn't have reserve, I guess.
No, so the Ujni dam, etc. is basically the yield in Maharashtra is bad because of a very, very stunted ratoon crop and scanty rainfall. In East UP, as Avantika said, we did get distributed rainfall. And having been in the business for over almost 4 decades now personally, one can assess, you know, the health of the cane once you are able to see the growth which you see at this point of time.
Plus, one big advantage which is there in UP, which Maharashtra is difficult, is that our farmers have irrigation resources.
And we have groundwater at a very lower table.
It is much easier to even revive in the event of less rain.
Right, thank you for the clarification. And just lastly, what would be the most remunerative for you to produce right now between sugar and different types of ethanol?
So, I'll attempt to first answer this from more than a concept and then would request you to take it up. So you see, we just assume we are able to crush 12, 13, 14% higher than last year. Now to be able to store that much sugar is going to be tough. So, we will get into a game plan, which we have, whereby we treat, we increase our fee, maybe. So, that planning will get evident. So, we might increase our theory, improve our sugar production. However, the juice production would continue. Because that is decently remunerative. And when you have 3, 4, 5 assets running on the ground, you need to be able to distribute your cane, otherwise UP will be stranded with too much sugar. So we will distribute our assets based on our assessment of the cash flow and after the prices are announced, which we hope would get announced very soon.
Sure. Thank you for the clarification. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanjay from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have just two questions. One is, what is the grain ethanol economics after the price rise which has happened in few months back? And what would be the proportion of maize, in your ethanol feedstock? Just want to understand that.
Right. Very good question. So, we are, the grain price announced right now for DAP is pretty remunerative and we hope to sort of go whole hog on that. So, Maizapur's asset, we would hope to utilize much more. So, our emphasis would be on rice. We would hope to procure it timely at a very decent remunerative price to give us a very decent return on that, right? Maize would come in as a filler towards the end. Because maize alone is not a great crop to crush if, maize is equated to cane. So, maize is not the best thing on earth. Right, you would put that as a filler.
So will you also change the Maizapur composition from, say, maybe juice to be heavy or, somewhat down to 15%?
It's going to be juice fully. It would be decently remunerative. And off-season, which is when the crushing stops and the syrup stops, we would go to rice and add some fillers of maize as the time progresses. Largely right.
Okay. One question on the levy molasses policy, which I think newly kind of policy which has come now. of 26% on C-heavy and 19% B-heavy. What would be the impact for us on that? And is it because of that we are increasing our C-heavy also?
I don't think there is any favor of any feedstock C, B, juice. All liabilities are now made equally. So there is no change in that. In terms of, you know, it's less on C or more on B. That's not the same situation.
So is there any impact from last year to this year because of the increase in the levy part?
Yeah, obviously, last year the CAG reservation was around 40%, which has gone to 26% this year. So as and when we produce ENA, it will automatically get captured in our profit and loss account. So this we have been doing for so many quarters on a continuous basis, it doesn't change our life. If in a particular quarter the production of ENA becomes higher,
we will account for that
accordingly in that quarter.
Okay, and just last on the proportion of 0238 in the 23-24 season and the new variety, just that last one.
Yeah.
So again, this is a projected figure, of course. So we expect only 25% of 238
in this season, coming season.
In the coming season, and where the peak was 80% plus. So you can imagine the downturn, and in the season beyond that, you would see it in single digits.
24-25 single digits.
And in proportion, the other variety, so 118 has increased by more than half of that, so it has increased by around 11-12%. And all the other varieties combined have filled the rest of the
9%.
We first time be crushing a sizable quantity of 15023, so we should see the favor of that, but
in the second half of the season.
Okay, this is for 25%, you are saying 0238 for overall Balrampur or specific group, company group? Okay, understood, sir. Fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from Lana Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Congratulations for a good set of numbers in a seasonally weak quarter.
Then your voice is not coming clearly. Can you please speak a little louder?
Better now?
Little louder, please.
Yeah, is it better now?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry for that. So good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations for good set of numbers for the quarter. Sir, my couple of questions. One is with respect to growth front. On growth, as it's been more than 1 year when we had completed our last capex plant on this very front, and I know we are doing a minor capex for 2000 TCD on the sugar front. But any plans for future the allocation of expected cash generation, if you can throw some light on that.
So yes, we did speak last year and we had spoken on all calls, and by the time the capex got over last year, yes, 11, 12 months, 10 months definitely. So the company is now in command of the capex incurred. By in command, I mean the all capacities which were envisaged have been fulfilled, efficiencies have been fulfilled, the juice is still in Balrampur Mirzapur online. Hence, now, what can I say? We are in discussion and you'll hear very soon as when the board hears it. But yes, one is actively looking at it in a company, in the company. Pramod, what else can I say now?
Okay, so nothing as such concrete on the drawing board. Is there any scope for, since we are expanding our command area as well, and so we are banking that availability of cane is on the rise. So is there a scope for further expansion on the distillery front?
So just let me explain. Our crushing last year was 1038. Let's assume we do 1150 or 1160. What can our current distillation and our crushing capacity absorb? The answer is between 12 and 12 and a half crore GD. So till we go to that figure, there is no purpose of expanding. We need to set your assets small. So when you cross the 12 and a half crore crushing mark, which I am very hopeful would happen maybe, in a year from now, after this crushing season also, that is when one can look at it. Also, the policies would play out till then. One can see the demand-supply situation, etc., etc. So that is one phase. That one, we are currently, we 24/7 look at it, and this is the expansion, etc. Whatever is required is not such a tough job. Once the basic, you know, machinery and permissions are in place. On the second front, you people know the act better than I do, the law better than I do. As and when the board says something, only then can we come to the, you know, exchanges or anybody else.
Fair enough, sir. That's helpful. Second question is with respect to SAP price. What are our expectations? Means any indication? Because I think crushing has started. And there is no indication on SAP price. So can you guide us with that?
I'll take you through all the variables which might be sort of creating any anxiety or hope in people's minds. So SAP should be announced hopefully by the end of the month. So right now there's festivals and all that. So, you know, I don't know. It can take 5, 7, 10 days more. What is the hope is impossible to answer. But yes, I only know that our Honorable CM is a man of great understanding and grassroots knowledge. I'll just remind everybody, not that I'm expecting a zero rise, nobody is. In 2019, UP did not raise cane price in the season which was going into the national election. So if I rewind 5 years from now, FRP was raised, SAP was not raised. So this is just to give you a flavor of the human being who's at the helm of affairs. So his understanding, his ability, we trust, and we hope he will take a rational decision. So I'm not worried, but yes, there will be an increase. I don't think the increase will be very, very alarming. So that is one side. The ethanol prices are yet to be announced. They would be announced in the next 10, 12 days from after Diwali, that's the hope. So they will be looking at a method where they will ask more from grain. Hopefully, grain part should surprise on the upside. The sugar part, they are very clear. We must first make at least 290 lakh tons net. Being responsible citizens, as businessmen, we also agree with that. So, therefore, the attempt should be, once you get clarity on that, government keeps on giving tenders, monthly basis, and anytime, you know, anything happens, we see incentives come in, etc., etc. So, government will take a practical view. Ethanol price would increase that. Now, that is to the best of my ability. Yeah. You can't hold me to it. I can only tell you what I know and what I think. So, prices will increase on the ethanol plant on all three feeds, three, B, and juice. How much they increase? The average minimum should be not less than 3% or more. That is protocol. The rest is to be seen. So, that is one. The production we are talking of, the tender field till now, Pramod has told you, 31 lakh tons. Is the diversion, which is evidence from the tender filled in now. Now, has everybody filled the tender? To my mind, maybe no. Why the prices have not been announced? So, we feel that even when the prices come, they would give a revised window or an enhanced window to change your quantity. So, that is when you will get to know the full sort of quantity. Next, as you progress, and after 15 to 20 days from now, all over India, we will understand the yield of the legume crop in UP, Maharashtra and Karnataka. That is when you will be able to get the first flavor of 50% of the season. I am hoping half an hour will return, just approximation. So you will get an ability to predict the first half of the season. Thereafter, when January end comes, you will get some ability to predict the second half. Yes, the view is bearish on production. The view for 24, 25, is even, so we have to 23, 24 now. View for 24, 25 is even very both for Maharashtra and Karnataka. So our sugar economics should stay in place. But the government and the industry, having put up assets, need to allocate resources to all assets. Now I'm not talking like a, you know, sort of CSR human being. I'm talking as a businessman. Basically, if we produce too much sugar, we'll have problems selling it. I'm going to produce my, Balrampur to produce a lifetime highest sugar crop late tomorrow. Right? A lifetime highest pressure? Common.
Previous high was 1095.
1095. So we're looking to cross that and therefore resources will be allocated to the best of our ability. I think by the time the final prices come and our tender goes, I think one will get to know what we've done. You're from Bhattacharya?
Yes.
Great. So I try to cover the entire spectrum. And hopefully I'll be successful.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks a lot, sir. That was quite useful. Sir, just one last query. We had contracted certain quantity for ethanol last year, and obviously because of this FCI embargo, we were not able to completely fulfill that. So any update on that, if you can highlight?
On that penalty on that, what is the question?
So if since there was a contract and it was a shortfall from our end,
India happened, not our, means Balrampur industry is in the same boat. But having said that, we represented, and my hope is there would be no penalty because there was a counter obligation on the government to give me a FCRS. The counter obligation having not been completed, our obligation, I don't think will call for a penalty.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, and
thank you. Next question is from Lanav Rajesh Majumdar from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, I have just two questions.
Your audio is not coming clearly.
Yeah, no, anything else?
Yes, Rajesh.
So your voice is coming muffled. Can you please speak through the handset?
Absolutely. Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Yeah, so sir, I have just two questions. One is on the inventory valuation of sugar. It is showing 3760, which seems to be very high. I mean, how does this increase so much this quarter? Any particular reason?
So this is for the basis of accounting standard provision, cost of market price, whichever is high. And if you see our cost for the 6 month period ended was 4169. So against 4169, we valued at 3760. Just to give you some perspective, in the last year also, H1F23, the cost of production till September was 7600, but the inventory was valued at around 3500. Ultimately, this 7600 got cracked to the level of around 3300 by the year end when the production came.
So there will be a sharp fall once the production kicks in. That's fine, but this, I have not seen this kind of an increase in the last 3-4 years in terms of one-time jump in the valuation. So that's why I was wondering, anything in particular?
So the market price of sugar on the reporting date is much higher in comparison to the last 2 years.
So if cost of market whichever is higher, so if this year the price of market is higher, you got to the market, you got to the cost.
Right, sir.
Let's assume the cost last year 40 and the market was 36. Or 35, you value 35, no? This year the cost is 37, market is 40, so it comes at 37. Hence, if you saw last year 35, it is because of this factor. Correct, Omar?
So this year cost is 4100. Average cost of valuation is 3760.
That's helpful. And secondly, sir, I see a sharp jump in the power realization in this quarter. Now, I know you've given a qualifier that on you started supplying power to open market in one of the units. So, is this likely to be a trend going forward?
Yes. So, one of our units have already exited the PP, and you can see the, there is a positive effect. There's another one which is exited that could start selling power from December. So, we would have two units which have exited PPA and have gone into the open market.
Okay.
And the pricing is definitely on, 1 rupee plus accretive. We are also hoping for the tariff revision is coming up in 2024. And seeing the demand supply position of power, one is looking, I am positively inclined towards that revision too.
And so my last question is, what is the remunerative price of juice for you to consider a further expansion?
So, before considering that, we need to have a visibility on availability of feedstock. This was explained in great detail few minutes ago that this year we are expecting to crush around 11.5 crore quintal of cane, and probably in a year's time we will touch 12.5 crore. Since that time, our distillation capacities are fully integrated.
He is, I think, asking what is So I think what we have given to the government is 72.
What we have represented to the government to make a one-time adjustment of around, raise the price to around 71 rupees per liter, that was prior to announcement of this FRP.
So if you take 3% add to this, 70. So our paper to the government, which is based on our study by professionals, is to attract fresh capital towards distillation from juice, should be 73 plus. Is that your question?
Yes, sir. So if it is just a 3% hike, that's about 2 rupees. So that's not remunerative yet. Is that the right way to look at it?
Not to attract fresh capital.
Yeah, exactly. That was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Man of Kritika Vispute from Tata PMS. Please go ahead.
My questions have been answered, sir. Thank you.
Next question is from Land of Dhamni Savla from Savla Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have two questions. Firstly, it is my thought process that what we should be looking at the numbers from a year-on-year basis rather than a quarter-on-quarter basis. So based on that, if this yearly expectation, how much incremental revenue and profitability are we looking at from each of our businesses? And if you could give us a kind of a guidance for all three businesses separately. And secondly, I had a question with regards to the treatment of B-heavy and C-heavy molasses. Recently, the UP government had asked to treat B-heavy and C-heavy molasses in the same way. And the levy on that was supposed to be parallel. Is there any comment on that? Thank you.
Some of the restraint 3 times, some of the 10, 4 times.
So, as far as the guidance is concerned, we don't believe in giving. We don't give revenue guidance and the profitability.
Yeah. And we haven't given in the past, so it's not proper.
Your next question was with respect to B. So, last year is a history now. The government has come with a fresh policy where there is no preference between any of the feedstocks. All are at par in terms of 26% of reservation.
And liability, ENA was our
thing. Yeah, and we are in the business of making ENA and supplying the country liquor in lieu of our obligation. As and when we produce ENA, that automatically gets captured in our profit and loss account because ENA fetches a lower realization.
So, just a follow-up on that, is there any personal preference for us to produce ENA from one particular kind of feedstock, whether it be cane or B-heavy or C-heavy, or that depends from season to season?
Well, this is a good question. Our preference is always to produce from C-heavy.
Any particular reason for that, sir? Or
economic plays out better that way. And even for years in the past, we produced 95% from C-heavy.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much for answering my questions and all the best for the coming quarter.
Thank you.
Next follow-up question is from Lano Prashant Biani from Lara Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, have you made any ethanol from open market purchase of any grain in Q2?
Yeah, little bit better from Q2. Yeah, we did a bit of maize and a bit of rice from what you just said.
So in the
second half, I think you're asking for the second half, isn't it?
Yes. 1.53 crore liter. Ethanol production out of rice.
In the second half.
In the second quarter.
In the quarter under question.
Yes.
And this is all from open market purchase.
There was some part of it here.
Okay.
Open market, I think we bought about 4,000 tons of rice and about 3,000 tons of maize. Open market, we had bought 4,000 tons of rice approximately and 3,000 tons of grain.
Okay. Sir, what would be your blended grain ethanol realization for Q2?
I think that has been given in the presentation.
No, sir, it is not. Just
blended alcohol was around 58.
We did also just mean diploma. Okay, we'll get back to you.
So average blended realization including ENA and everything for second quarter was 57.19.
But he's only asking the grain portion.
You are asking only about grain.
Only, not B, not C. Grain.
Okay.
We'll come back to you.
Okay, that's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star in 1, 2, 1.
58.5.
Ma'am, grain FCI of 58.5.
58.5 in the FCI, right?
Right, but from the 4,000, 3,000, because it was October, ma'am.
Yeah,
sorry,
that is in October.
Yeah. So till September, it was 58.5.
Okay,
sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Lan of Marshall, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we
are. Regarding this Balasis policy of UP government, what we understood was that from 28th of April 2023, this D-heavy molasses, which is supposed to be sent like previously 73% of 20% of C, all first to be was equated to give levy at the 10-20%. And companies have to take a hit because the valuation of the heavy molasses was for example 1,100, but it was supposed to be sold at 200 rupees or whatever in the levy. So on this account, what was the, you can say loss booked in our P&L during this September quarter number one? And then whether this notification of UP government or this policy has been done away and like it's no more applicable for the current molasses year starting from first November.
So, if you see our numbers, in the last year also, we diverted almost 23 to 24% of our cane under C route to produce ethanol. That largely takes care of our ENA obligation. As we have said in the past also, as and when we produce ENA, the losses on account of that automatically gets captured. And if you see our numbers, in the quarter gone by, production... production out of ENA was around 1.6 crore liter in the quarter. To that extent, there will be an automatic adjustment.
No, so if you don't mind, can you just say, give a little bit explanation on this policy itself, that like if you produce more than 20% of your from C molasses, then you don't have to pay that levy, or how does it work?
Let me attempt to answer. This is not such an important question, but we are facing it 10 times, I'll answer it. So, 0.73 is the ratio which you said, no? Or 73%. So if you take 26% C and multiply that by 0.73, you get to 19%.
Okay.
Correct. So that is how the liability will be calculated.
Okay.
What the figure will come to is what we will produce and give to the government for us, for Balrampur. Correct?
Okay.
Last year's policy expires on 1st November. This is the new policy. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So in last year, we have supplied ENA, we have accounted. This year, we supply ENA, we will account. When we produce, it will be produced during the season. And it will be produced, you know, you store the sea molasses and your distillery also. The liability has to be met in 12 months. We produce, store, whenever we produce or promote produce, the liability book at the supply there. So the moment we produce, we book it. What you see in the account is the blended realization. The blended realization is lowered or truncated downwards by seed prices. So when you see the blended realization is accounted for in the quarter. So my, therefore, Balrampur's liability is determined because we don't do supply molasses. That is a losing business. Compared to ENA. So, we convert the levy molasses into ENA and supply equivalent quantity. So, okay. That is booked in the manner I explained.
Okay.
Am I clear now?
Yeah, no, so this is a bit clear. Maybe I'll just take it offline also.
So this is like, so means like this notification is still valid or they have withdrawn from the current policy from November 2020?
From 1st November they have announced this new policy. Na? So when the new policy comes, the old is finished now.
So in the new policy, what is the treatment for this particular regarding behavior molasses?
Please take it offline. You please take it offline. I will explain.
Your good name, sir. Your good name. I will just come back to you.
No, you can go to RPFO.
Okay, sir. Okay,
comment. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Lano Mizunavasti from Inquiry Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I had this one question around the molasses policy, but it's been asked 100 times right now, and I know that you have been very annoyed by it. I have a very specific question. Don't want to go around the policy and what and why and how. If that can be answered, it'd be very nice. Just the, in absolute terms, we had a policy last year. The government increased that through a notification, which is not available in the public domain, through various routes, and you specifically supply to the government via the EA route. So, what the absolute quantity increase for the EA route also? And if so, has that already been booked? That's all.
So, let me explain. I'm sorry if I sounded agitated. My apologies. Be very clear on two things. Balrampur will account for what is to be accounted. You get the cleanest balance sheet in the country, in my view. So we take pride in our accounting, so don't worry. Two, let me explain again. So last year, we was accounted for at 20%. Right? In some way, that is a bit of an improvement from that. He was accounted for 20, it's gone to 26. So probably that's an improvement. We also, there were some ratios which were put into play, which were erroneous. So to some extent, technically, this policy might be more practical than the last policy. It is a big drag, yes. So we have accounted for all our ENA to be given, which is not accounted for, will get accounted for during production, and that will get booked in that manner. Correct? So there should not be any feeling of that, you know, the liability is not accounted for. It gets accounted for during via production. Right, Pramod? Have I been able to explain?
Correct.
Yeah, have I been peacefully able to explain now?
Yes, sir, you are. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, so there is nothing to worry. I am feeling a sense of worry in the investor or my shareholder, my pressure shareholder. There is nothing to worry, guys. And all policies will get challenged, we'll do our legal bit, what happens, that one can't guarantee.
Understood, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact us.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Balrampur Chini Mills Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.